Thank you. You raise an important question of how we work with patient organisations to provide the best quality of care. I think it is absolutely vital that we work with patient organisations. Well, you may say that I would say that as somebody who's helping run the European Association of Urology. But I think that actions speak more than words. And I was involved, in fact, I led the process of the European Reference Network in urology, where we've worked very closely with patient organisations in developing a network where we can provide unbiased expert advice on cases across Europe using a secure platform where clinicians can submit cases where they need advice and support, where we actually can share x-rays and the clinical information, which clearly needs to be kept confidential because it's a confidential network which is run by the European Commission. And this deals with the areas of uncommon congenital problems, uncommon oncological problems, and uncommon functional urological problems. So this obviously provides support to clinicians. And in doing this, we work very closely with patient organisations because, of course, they define the unmet needs and, of course, the expectations that clinicians have are necessarily those of consumers, in other words, patients. So it's a quid pro quo. In my career in my own country, I have chaired a NICE committee and been involved in other committees, and the most invaluable contribution I found has been the patients who are involved on those committees, because they bring us down to earth as clinicians when we're talking about what we think is necessary and what the unmet need is. The only caveat I would put forward is that clearly patient organisations need to work together and they need to have spokespersons who are able to formulate the questions and to also reflect the views of all of the patients involved in those organisations, because there is, as in everything else in life, the potential for people to be sometimes slightly radical in their views, and that can also be counterproductive. So it's a balanced approach. But I hope you can see from what I said that I feel that this approach is a modern, effective way of moving forward. And as the Secretary General of the European Association, having just been re-elected, over the next 4 years of my term, I'm going to make sure that this is implemented in every area of our activity.